Praise the Lord. Amen. Stand up for Jesus. You know what? We're going to have to endure to the end. Amen. Endurance means a whole lot, folks. We're waiting on Jesus to come back. But we have to keep standing. We have to keep standing. If we sit down, the enemy can get to us. If we back up, the enemy can get to us. I remember there was a... I read somewhere where there was a general in the army or something, and he went up to the top of the hill, or he went through the battlefield, and says, "Come on." They said, "No, no, no. It's too tough out there." And you know what? They went and they won the victory. They won. They won. Endurance. We need that in our hearts and our minds today. It's going to take God to bring us through. But we need that endurance to last and to remain. Let's look at a few scriptures now. Psalms 30 and 3. And it says, "O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit." Listen now, folks. We need God to help us. We need to keep standing. Keep enduring to the end. It's going to take God. We can't do it without ourselves. It's going to take God. So endurance means to last and to remain, folks. We have to keep holding on. Keep digging deep in God. Keep doing what God wants you to do. And being what God wants you to be. All right, now, "Sing unto the Lord, O you saints of his, and give thanks and remembrance of his holiness." We got to give thanks to God's holiness, folks. We got to give thanks to him. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for this service today. It's a blessed service. But we got to keep standing now. Once we walk out that door, the devil's out there now. The devil's right out the door when you go home. He's there. Be careful. All right. All right, now let's... go to 5. "For his anger endureth but for a moment." But for a moment. But now listen. Lord help us. "For his anger endureth but for a moment. And his favor is life." And his favor is life, folks. Yes. And his favor is life. God is life. Yes. God is a life. And we need him more and more and more every day. Yes. "For his anger endureth but for a moment, and his favor is life." Weeping. God help us. "Weeping may cometh, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." Hallelujah. Joy's going to come in the morning, folks. Sometimes you get down on your knees and you pray, and you're fasting, asking God to save this one, save that one. "Lord, help me, myself." And you're weeping and you're crying and you're pouring out your tears. Don't you know God sees every tear? He puts them in his bottle. He has it in his bottle. Yes. So our tears mean something, saints. Yes. They mean something. Yes. May God help us. Yes. Someone said, "Well, men aren't supposed to cry. I beg your pardon. Amen. They do cry. They do cry. I wept and I wept and I wept when I got saved. I cried out to God. And Lord, save my soul, folks. May God help us." I came from Brother Hargrave's congregation. I'll tell you the truth. That brother know he wept. He know he wept. When he was in the pulpit, he was weeping. Time after time after time. But we got to weep, cry out to God. For his anger endureth but for a moment, but his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night. But joy cometh in the morning when everything's all over with. You can be glad, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that I was on my knees for this situation, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you so much. Endureth but for a moment. Lord, help us. I need the Lord to bless me. Psalm 52:1. I don't have a whole lot of scripture. Okay. It says, why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. You know what that's saying? It lasts continually. God's blessings last. They don't give up. They go on and on and on and on. Yes. We're the ones that get weak. God don't get weak. He sees everything. He knows. He knows just what to do, saints. He knows just how to help us. And he will. When you young people are seeking a companion, you get down and weep and cry out before God. Lord, is this the one? Yes. If you don't, oh God, if you don't, there are going to be problems down the way. I knew I shouldn't have married that one. I knew I shouldn't have married this one. God help us. Yes. We need to weep. We need to cry out before the Lord. Cry out to him. Lord, which way to go here? What am I going to do here, Lord? How to handle this, Lord? May God help us. Thy tongue and devise mischief like a sharp razor, worketh deceitfulness. Now, let's read on. I didn't want that song. Let's read on to Psalms 101. Just a few scriptures, saints. Bear with me. Okay. 101 and 1. I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord. Will I sing? We need to sing to God, saints. Yes. Sing. Sing like never before. Yes. Sing like the angels sing. You know how the angels sing? Oh, they're like a, how can I say it? I can't really explain it. But have you ever heard a bird just chirp, chirp? Got a beautiful voice, doesn't he? That's what God's angels have. Beautiful voices. And he wants us to sing. He wants us to sing like his angels. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us. Yes. Listen now. God made us. Man didn't make us. God made us. This is why when you get sick, you come up to the altar and get prayer. Laying on the hands. God's able to heal you. He made the body. He didn't tell you to go in and have a heart operation. God takes out, he said, he take out the old stony heart. Old stony heart and put in a heart of flesh. Help me, Lord, not to get confused. So we're just looking to the Lord to bless now. You get a new heart when you get saved. You get a new heart when you get saved, folks. If you're not saved today, you can come and get a new heart. All right. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. He feeds us day to day. He watches over us. Remember David when he was watching over for the sheep? Times to get loose, or a lion comes, he had to kill the lion or the bear. God help us. He was a good shepherd. God wants us to be strong and valiant for the truth. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth all generations. Every generation. God has truth, folks. And it's going to endure all generations. It's going to last. It's going to last till the end. God's going to make it last to the end.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. Help us, Lord. Okay. For the Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. His truth endureth all generations. All right, let's go to Psalm 138. I don't have a whole lot of scriptures, saint, but we'll see what we've got. Okay. Starting at verse 1. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Magnify, that means big. You ever took a magnifying glass? Look, it makes it bigger, don't it? We got to magnify the Lord, folks. Lift Him up. Lift Him up higher and higher and higher. That's what God wants us to do. We need help in these day and times, saints. We're nearing the end of the way. So many things are happening. But only God knows what to do. All right. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. God is strength. He has the power. He has the strength to make us strong. Yes. And He's going to do that. We have to be willing and obedient. Yes. So we can eat the good of the land. But if we refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. We don't want to refuse God's word. We want to accept what he has for us every day. All down through this week, it's been good. Everything's been good. I can't complain about nothing. Everything's been good. Meal's been good. I got a little house over there I sleep in. Thank God. All right. Let's go. Let's move on. I may not get all these scriptures in. Matthew 10. Go to Matthew. Okay. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Got a lot of wolves out there, folks. Got a lot of wolves. Got to be careful. Oh, wait a minute. Matthew 10, 6. All right. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise. Wise. We need wisdom, folks. Wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. You know, doves are so harmless. People shoot them and eat them. But they're not going to do nothing to you. You can reach up and grab on. But a serpent is very wise. He's very, very cunning. Very, very wise. He's wise. Look what he did to Eve. Okay. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the council, and they will scorn you in their synagogue. And you shall be brought before governors, kings, for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in the same hour what you shall speak. Bring you up against these rulers, people of authority and things like that. I know down through the years, some of the saints have been through some things. Yeah. And they've had to go to, you know, to the judge and things like that for not taking their children maybe to the doctor or something. May God help us. But God gave them victory. Saints were fasting and praying. God gave them victory. They won. Anytime you're dealing with God, you have victory, folks. Make sure you have it in your soul. Make sure you have it in your heart. Make sure you have a mind to do right. All right. Let's go to Matthew 24. Just a few more scriptures. All right. We're going to start at verse 1. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him that building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that should not be thrown down. Now I believe he was talking about his body. I believe he was talking about himself. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed. Take heed. Saints, take heed. God wants us to take heed. That no man deceive you. Whew. There's a lot of deceivers, a lot of deceptions out there. God help us. You go out and I've had some, my son's wife, she bought a car. Transmission went out before a month. Motor went out. I said, why you didn't wait on me? I know a little bit about cars. Why you didn't wait? I went to buy a vehicle one time. And I got up underneath that. It was a truck, a Chevy. I got up underneath there to see if it was leaking oil. Lord and behold, it was all rusted out up under there. And they wanted a lot of money. I try to inspect those things like that. Because we have to use wisdom, folks. They could sell you any old thing. Brother Clay told me one day, he said, he bought a vehicle. Drove it off the lot. The thing quit. I went to knocking or something, I don't know. And brother said he went back and talked to him. The man, you know what the man told him? You bought the car. I want it out of here. Ain't that something? Lord help us. That's the way some of them people are. So you have to use wisdom. Be wise in your own eyesight. God help us. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. I was, right after Hurricane Andrew, I was working in the front yard, and this man came walking down the street, and he said, sir, can you give me a ride? I said, where to? He says, down here to this house down there. There's a dead body in there. I said, what? He says, I'm Jesus. That's what he was referring to. And I said, what? And so there are people that are coming in Christ's name. Yes. And they're phonies.
That's right.
They are phonies.
Yes.
Believe it or not, they are phonies. Yes. Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. There's a lot of stuff goes on. But saints, we got to keep our eyes on the Lord. We know these things are going to happen. But we got to keep our eyes upon God. Ever the more. If we don't, things can slip, folks. We don't want that to happen. So keep your eyes on them. If you're driving down the road and you get sleepy, they got the little bumps, you know, that run off, and you can feel them bump, 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 and it'll wake you up. But listen, stay awake. Stay awake, because God is wanting you to stay awake and be more like Christ. Help us to do that. You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. Be not troubled over the wars and the rumors of wars. Don't worry about it. Christ knows about all this. Jesus knows everything about that. He knows what the next step is. He knows what's going to happen next. Are we prayed up? Are we ready to meet him today? Do we have enough inside here in our soul to meet the Lord? Very important. All right, you shall hear wars here of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. You see all the wars and everything been going on? But the end's not yet. It's still, we're still on this earth. But we don't know what day or time or hour the Lord's coming back. Christ said, I don't know, but my Father in heaven does. It seemed like Jesus wouldn't know, but he don't. Only God knows. But these are the signs. These are the signs that he's coming. For nation shall rise up against nation. We're into all that now. And kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines. Oh, my goodness. There's people. Right now there's a meat shortage. And there's people across the water over there that be glad to get a little piece of corn or a little bowl of rice or however. There are people that are starving, folks. And what we do? Throw a lot of food away, don't we? Throw a lot of food away. May God help us not to be wasteful. Because there are people that don't have what you're throwing in the garbage can. I remember a man, I seen him, me and my wife and I seen him. He was at a little side store. And I seen him reach in there, garbage can, and he pulled out an avocado. It was rotten. And he began eating it. And I told my wife, I said, I'm going to take him home. Let him get him a bath and give him a toothbrush and feed him and everything. And we did that. Yeah. We took him to our house. He got a good bath and he got some more clothes. And my wife made a plate of food for him. And we took him back. We talked to him about the Lord, wanted him to come to service. But he didn't. I remember another one. We was at a 7-Eleven store. And this man was talking to himself. I mean, he was talking to himself. And so I stopped, talked to him. In fact, I brought him to service. Brought him to Brother Hargrave's house, I'm sorry. And him and Brother Kimball were working with him. And that man's mind was all confused, folks. All confused. You know what happened to him? Come to find out, he saw his daddy kill his mother. And he wasn't the same after that. So you see all these things going on now? Children killing children. Lord, help us. We've got to keep our eyes on our children. Watch which way they go. Help us, Lord. We need your help, Lord. We can't do this without you. All right, for all these things must come to pass, but the end of is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, as everywhere, and pestilence, and earthquakes in diverse places. Do you know out there in the ocean down there, in Miami, in the ocean, there was an earthquake. I think it was either Mexico or Puerto Rico. They had an earthquake in the ocean. Now, I ain't never heard anything like that. And that happened, what, a few years ago? An earthquake in the ocean. Diverse places, different kind of places, all over the place. We need God to help us, saints. I know we're troubled about the things that's going on. We need to pray for the rulers of the land. Yeah. Pray for them. There ain't nothing we can do but pray. A lot of things are mixed up, but what you going to do? You know what one brother said in Dallas down there? He said, you know what? I don't care who gets to be president. In other words, we've got to get along with whoever's there. Back in the Old Testament, them back there, like Daniel and them, they had to get along with things. They had to get along with those kings. We have to get along. I'm not saying we got to do everything they say now. But yeah, man, let me take that back. But we have to be careful. We have to be careful.
Help us.
Help us is right, brother. We have to be very, very careful. As they might tell us something that we don't need to do. What they're doing, I see what they're doing. Each state is cutting back on, you can only have 3 children per family. Some of them, 2 people, 2 children. And that's going on in the United States. They say we're having too many people. We can't keep up with things. It's hard. There's a famine out there. And people are starving. We can't afford to feed all these other ones. But don't you know, listen, God will provide. I don't care what the situation is. God always provides. He does not let his people go hungry. And he will not. Lord bless us. And these are the beginning of sorrow. We're at the beginning of sorrow, saints. Sorrows. It hurts in our heart. It hurts me in my heart to see all these things happen. Little children killing each other. May God help us, folks. Adults beating the children up. Let's pay closer attention to our children, folks. Some people go around and snatch the children from the grocery store or wherever. I remember there's a man I heard about. He has a little baby in a car seat, in the car, him and his wife. And a man snuck up behind him and tried to take his baby. But he didn't get nowhere. Keep your eyes on your children, folks. Keep your eyes on them. I see these little bitty ones running around. I'm going to tell you something. Keep your eyes on your children. Yeah. Never know what might happen. Too much going on. Too much going on. We can't take everything in, but there's a lot of things that's happening, folks. It takes the Lord to help us. We can't make it without Christ. He's our strength and our refuge. On him do we trust. All right. Okay, let's see. All right, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. I'll tell you one thing. Brother Hargrave was a very hard preacher. Very hard. I mean, he really preached hard things. He's shot from the hip, if you know what I'm talking about. He's shot from the hip. In other words, he didn't hold nothing back. He was telling us in service one day, he said, if the authorities come in and take me away or cut my head off, would you all run? Something to think about, isn't it? Would you run? Would you leave? The disciples left Jesus. God help us. Didn't seem like he had any help. But that's the way God planned a whole situation, folks. You think we could stand to be nailed on a cross and stand it up and bleed? I want you all to think about that. When Jesus was on the cross, he bled. Blood came out of him. Even the side water and blood. So much has happened. We don't know when we're going to leave out of here, this world. I should be going home Monday. God's willing. I'm praying that we'll make it there. Lord, help us. All right. Now, let's see 12. Because iniquity shall abound. Well, listen to this. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Love of many shall wax cold. We don't want that to happen. We don't want that to happen. We want to have love in our hearts and our mind. Love all over, saints. We need it. We can't leave it out. We got to have it. Christ had it. They beat him and he still loved him. They stuck him with the sword. Blood came out, water. He still loved him. Thief was on the cross. Another one was talking trash. Another one wanted to go home with Jesus. So Jesus took him on. We have to be careful what we say. We're in that time, saints. We're in that time where we absolutely need the Lord to help us. All right, now. But he that shall endure unto the end, ashamed shall be saved. So if we last and remain, okay, God's going to keep us. But we have to last and remain, people. How you do that? Stay on your knees. Be more like Christ. Get the help you need for your soul. Time is ending, saints. Coming down to an end. My mother is 98 years old now. I just got done talking to her a little bit ago. And she has afflictions on her body. And she could leave out of here anytime. She's the oldest. She's the last one living of her people. She outlived her mother, her sisters, her brother. Oh God, help us. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So it's going to take endurance, folks. Endurance to hold on. There's nothing too hard for the Lord, but he definitely wants us to draw closer to him. Draw closer to Christ. Pray for me. I'm thankful to be in this meeting. Yes. Been a blessing for my soul. I want you all to pray much for me that I live what I preach.